For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Baby dedications. In Luke 2, we read that the earthly parents of Jesus brought him as an infant to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Later, the Gospels tell us that little children and infants were brought to Jesus for him to bless them. In accordance with this example, many parents in our apostolic faith churches want to publicly dedicate their children to the Lord. Pastoring affords many joys to a minister, and one of the great privileges we have is that of dedicating babies. Standing beside the new parents and holding their precious child in our arms, we bring the little one to the Lord in a prayer of commitment and consecration. Our sincere pleasure in participating in this event not only is meaningful to the parents, but it affects the congregation and increases their interest in the parents and children in our church family. The dedication of a child to the Lord does not ensure that child's eternal destiny. The Bible teaches that forgiveness of sin is granted to those who recognize their need, come to Christ with a repentant heart, and believe unto salvation. No ceremony or religious observance can bring salvation. Thus, when parents come to us with a request to dedicate their child, we must be sure they understand that dedication has no moral significance in itself, but simply is a commitment to raise this child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In the Apostolic Faith Organization, baby dedications are generally conducted as part of a regular service. This often takes place immediately after the prelude, which begins the meeting, or directly following the announcements. Typically, the baby dedication portion of the service follows this pattern. The pastor or minister in charge announces that the parents have requested that their child be dedicated to the Lord. He gives a brief message relaying the scriptural basis for this practice. This may include citing examples such as that of Simeon or Hannah, the fact that dedicating a child to God reflects the parent's purpose to raise the child to obey and honor God. Jesus loved and placed special emphasis on children, so we should follow his example. And an admonition to those in the church family to support and pray for God's guidance of the parents and for the infant's future. Often following the message, a family member or one of the musicians sings a special song related to children or specific to child dedication. Then the minister asks the parents to bring the baby forward to the pulpit. While they make their way to the front, he may give the baby's full name and the date of birth. It is also tactful to mention other siblings. The pastor takes the baby and offers a dedicatory prayer while holding the infant. He then presents the parents with a certificate of dedication. At times, the parents may be asked to share a brief testimony before they return to their seats in the congregation and their regular meeting resumes.